I want to ask you about a couple of observations in the trials with bevacizumab and what your thoughts are in terms of what's going on. You mentioned the lack of bowel perforations with PTK-ZK. What do you think is going on in the bevacizumab trials where we have seen that?
Actually, no one knows for certain, because the problem is that it's a rare toxicity. Bevacizumab in general is extremely well tolerated. The main toxicity that we see is hypertension, which is easily controlled. The other toxicities that we see are rare but serious, and bowel perforation is one of them. In the colon cancer trials, the incidence of bowel perforation has really been in the 1% to 2% range. So the question is, why is that happening? And I think the numbers just have been too small. My personal bias, and this is without a huge amount of data, the perforations are probably from being on target. In other words, probably an effect of not having enough VEGF. I feel that the bowel that perforates is most likely marginal bowel, slightly ischemic bowel, either because it has been radiated, because it's been operated on, because it's dilated. In fact, the perforations tend not to happen where the tumor is, but if, when they've been associated, sometimes they're upstream, so dilated, stretched, ischemic. I think in the setting of tumor and adhesions, you may get kinks. That's what happens when you perforate with an obstruction. My own personal bias is that the perforations are ischemic, that for whatever reason, that's bad bowel. It's twisted. There's carcinomatosis around it that's somehow causing ischemia. It's been radiated, whatever. And I don't know how to predict who's going to have it or not. That being said, the incidence of bowel perforation is in this 1% to 2% range. The clinical benefit, even in taking that into account, of adding bevacizumab to standard therapy is so great, I don't think that should be a reason not to do it.